St. Michael's Day, October 1901, Balgown. St. Michael's Chronicle of November 1901 reports that our first Michaelmas festivities in our new buildings have been a decided success. The opportunity afforded for a pleasant day in the country, of going over our new buildings, added to the interest taken in the school, accounted for the number of invitations accepted. Between 100 and 150 guests sat down to lunch in the school hall. In his report, Rector Todd said, "The year that has elapsed since last Michaelmas will probably be regarded by the future historian of the school as the most important in its history. We have undergone two vital changes, change of place and change of constitution. We met last year in Maritzburg, and the school was then my private venture. We meet now in our permanent home at Balgown, and we are under a board of governors." On the same pleasant day at Balgown, in nearby Howick, Boer women and children, uprooted from their homes in the Transvaal and Orange Free State, under the scorched earth strategy of the British Army, were still incarcerated in the local concentration camp. Among the inmates was little Gerda Juster, great-great-aunt of the writer's son-in-law. Gerda died in the camp during the night of 13th December, aged 1 year and 9 months. She was buried the next day with 6 other little children. Little Gerda paid the price for her father and brother Cornelis, still being in the field with their commandos, and her mother refusing to sign the oath of allegiance to the crown. Her 16-year-old brother Gert, captured at Paardeberg, was in a prisoner of war camp in St. Helena. Ladysmith had been relieved, and the two Boer republics annexed, but the guerrilla war continued. Peace would be signed at Vereeniging only 8 months after St. Michael's Day. In the Anglo-Boer War, 1899 to 1902, and the concentration camps, is manifested the brutal fist of British Imperium. In Michael House and the pleasant day at Balgown is the obverse of the same coin, the benign Pax Britannica. The 1901 festivities also marked the 5th anniversary of Michael House's foundation in 1896, in leased premises in Loop Street, Pietermaritzburg, by Canon James Cameron Todd, an enterprising young Anglican cleric. Todd was a child of empire. Of Scottish parentage, he was born in Rangoon, Burma, in 1863, where his father, also James Todd, had established a successful trading company. The year after his son's birth, the elder Todd was lost at sea while on a steamship between Rangoon and Calcutta, leaving a widow with 6 children, of whom James was the 3rd son. James was educated in Scotland at the Royal High School, Edinburgh, and at Glasgow University, where he took a BSc degree. He taught briefly at Loretto, an independent school in Edinburgh, before serving the Church of England as a curate in the Cape Colony, at Freiburg and in Kimberley, after ordination as a deacon by the Bishop of Bloemfontein. He returned to read theology at Christ College, Cambridge, was elected a scholar of the college, and graduated with first-class honours. He was ordained a priest at St. Paul's in London in 1892, and the following year he returned to South Africa as chaplain to the Bishop of Natal, Hamilton Baines. There had been a previous attempt to establish an Anglican church school for boys in Natal on the model of bishops in Rondebosch and St. Andrew's in Grahamstown, but Bishop's College had failed after a few years. Todd, aged only 33, was not deterred, even though the church was chary to lend its endorsement after the failure of Bishop's College.